And now, Edward R. Murrow and more than 40 other people in the news in the 21st performance of Hear It Now.
Time has come, I think, when the American people must be told that we are in no position to fight an all-out war on the mainland of China.
This is Oxblood 3. We're going to have a mix-up between his people and those tanks that are down there on the river. We better get somewhere where we can see what in the hell's going on over there, because if those people are not in contact with Denton, they're no telling what's liable to happen. Over.
It were better that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Often strikes you with all its horrifying significance when you witness an innocent child involved in a divorce action.
Hear It Now. The Columbia Broadcasting System and 173 affiliated radio stations present a document for air based on the week's news and the men and women who made it. All the voices and sounds you will hear are real and are presented as they were recorded in the heat and confusion of a world in crisis. Here is the editor of Hear It Now, the distinguished reporter and news analyst, Edward R. Murrow.
There is still a war going on. The enemy hit our lines with great strength last week, the first phase of his carefully prepared spring offensive. We gave ground according to plan, back through those endless scarred hills and valleys of Korea. Our microphones couldn't range the whole 90-mile front, but we can bring you an unusual slice of raw sound that was typical of the whole operation. Our reporter is CBS newsman Jack Jefferson, big, blonde, 30-year-old former Navy lieutenant, veteran of 3 years in the Pacific. His report opens on the morning of April 25, in a tent at the command post of the 3rd Infantry Division.
This is John Jefferson. This is what the night of the 24th of April, the morning of the 25th, is like here in this 3rd Division CP. Now a little after midnight. This will go on all during the night. The long tom, just a few hundred yards from here, the deeper sound is coming from allied positions farther north, where we're told two battalions of the 7th Infantry are now under attack.
Two battalions of the 7th, and all along the line, the massed assault of scores of thousands of Chinese and North Korean troops.
There goes a flare. Flare has gone up over the 7th Infantry Division, 7th Infantry Regiment sector, and it's hanging there in the sky. There it goes out.
At this moment, a gaping hole is being torn in the UN line.
This will go on all night long. It'll sleep for the wicked tonight.
During the night, General Van Fleet and his division commanders set in motion the tactical plan to meet the communist breakthrough.
It's now 6:15, the morning of the 25th. A few moments ago, the officers in this tent were awakened and told that an early special briefings will be held in the war room, or is to be held, and that a new plan has been put into effect, which we are not yet aware of. There's now a thick ground fog outside that obscures everything on the ground up to some distance.
The intelligence officer.
Huh? Off we go.
What's the matter? Back across the pond. They're chopping our units up, and the orders are to move back across the river.
Back south of the Han, south of Seoul?
South of the Han, that's right. We don't know yet. We'll get the orders in a few minutes.
I'll be damned. What's happened on the to the units during the night, Ray?
Well, the 7th Infantry.
Yeah.
One battalion has been overrun. There's a company up there in trouble now.
Uh-huh.
They're waiting to daylight to get them out. The Gloucester Regiment, Gloucester Battalion, is still in trouble. There's a task force going up to get them out before we move.
before we move.
Before we move. We're leaving at, getting ready to go right now. The heavy equipment's going out on the road right now. The, Chinese are infiltrating into Seoul now.
What?
Probably in an attempt to cut our bridge.
Yeah, let's get dressed, fellas.
They are infiltrating into Seoul?
I heard that.
The report on the Reds in Seoul is wrong, and they don't get there. But in a breakthrough, controlled panic is the order of the day, and wrong reports come easy. The division starts to pull back, but Jefferson and Chris Rand move forward to the front lines, looking for the task force sent to rescue the Gloucestershire Battalion.
Time is now 7:40 a.m. Chris Rand of the New York Herald Tribune and I are going to try to join the regiment whose battalions are trying to reach the Gloucesters in the valley. If we are attacking convoy, I've asked Christy to take this mic while I drive. An army on the move is certainly a fantastic sight to us. Convoys are moving south. American tank pulling back.
Where are the Gloucesters?
Well, I couldn't say where the Gloucesters are, sir. That's what we're trying to find out. As far as we know, they're somewhere in the valley with a mortar platoon. Tanks are trying to get them out now.
65th Puerto Rican Regiment is firing mortars. The fog around here is still terrific. I don't know to whose advantage it is, ours or the enemy's, or both, if that's possible. Huh? Chris Rand says it's to the advantage of the reporters. We were at a little cut in the road. We've been through here a number of times in the past 2 days, but the officer says that beyond this point is not safe to go. The enemy are mortaring the field just over this ridge about 100 yards ahead of me.
The frontline units have trouble disengaging. Still no sign of the Gloucesters. The situation is fluid.
Rifle. Soldiers are dug in all around this hill.
Well, the situation is we're trying to get our people down off that very high mountain, you see. And there are Chinese on the ridge. We're putting artillery and mortar in, and they are coming down, but they're having to fight their way down.
How many men do you have up there?
We have a regiment.
You're Colonel Boswell.
That's right, I'm Colonel Boswell.
On the ANVRC-3, if I can get a message to him.
A few moments ago from division, we had an estimate that the communists have put a division opposite each of our battalions in the line, which means there are at least 11 communist divisions in the line.
Navy and Marine planes move in to bomb and strafe the communists. A mortar platoon opens up, endangering the planes. The CO blows his top. Situation normal.
Oh, no, not Kevin Elwood is doing here. None of them. We're concentrating at these planes in and out of the city faster than going to drive away.
Planes and diving run.
Short bursts from the guns of a Corsair. Hey,
another strafing run. This boy's really going down. Corsair straight down his run. Straight down.
Planes and artillery decimate the communists. The attack weakens. Frontline units start their planned withdrawal. The Gloucestershire Battalion and elements of the 1st Marines keep the enemy engaged while the rest of the line rolls back.
with the forward elements of the 3rd Division, this company of very weary, weary-looking soldiers are marching down the road. They just come off of this ridge line, which is being covered by tanks up ahead of us, and ambulance jeeps have moved up to take out the wounded.
Here's 3 tired-looking soldiers. Let's get their names.
Oh,
2 tired. Go ahead. What's your name?
What are you over to say?
Your name, where are you from?
Ernest A. Lowe, Morristown, Tennessee.
What do you do?
I'm a first aid man with L Company.
Looks like you had a rough time.
I have, sir. All day yesterday.
All bad.
Ray W. Blannon from Milford, Massachusetts.
This is an officer of the 7th who just come down off this ridge.
How long have you been up there?
I've been up there since yesterday.
You have a rough night?
Rough night. I'll say we had a rough night.
Can you tell me briefly what happened?
Well, we were split into 3 different sections, being cut up by the Chinese, and we got reformed again this morning and got our line intact again and left almost a complete battalion of Chinks dead on the hill.
That officer we just spoke to looked like he had been fighting the enemy for 24 hours.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Ernest M. Lehman. My home is Baltimore and Frostburg, Maryland. I think, frankly, all the men finally got out. There are a few missing. We fought all night last night, and the Chinks got behind us, even mules. As you can see, if you look good up, look hard up on top of that hill, he's still up there. We're about ready to get a tank on him now. But the Chinks came in from everywhere, it seemed. We thought we had most of them knocked out yesterday, but they just kept coming in last night, and the more we shot, the more that showed up. Just too many. Just were too many up there.
Jefferson locates the counterattacking task force trying to reach the Gloucesters. The main line is rolling back. The task force is rolling forward. The result? Confusion.
In the immediate vicinity, where the people are working to accomplish our mission. Over.
This is Oxblood 3. We better get somewhere where we can see what in the hell's going on over there, because if those people are not in contact with Denton, they're no telling what in the hell's liable to happen. Over. This is Oxblood 3 to Oxblood Able. If we don't get some kind of contact with Denton over there, we're going to have a mix-up between his people and those tanks that are down there on the river. So I can't contact him, evidently, from where I am. But get a hold to those people over there and tell them to get Denton to that radio and tell him to stay there, and the same for the field artillery. We cannot control them or fight them if we can't communicate with them. Over.
A Filipino captain calls to his forward observer.
And all that Charlie, you're the Charlie. 3 rounds, third your eye on the way.
Over.
Hear the mortar shells hitting.
This is not a Charlie Royal White. 6 firing.
Now, the final push to rescue the Gloucesters.
Duck Able, notify Duck Able that we have jumped off. Over.
The mortar company is setting up as these tanks go on up through our position.
We have a company located at Objective Nan, prepared to go in on 165 as soon as the airstrike is finished.
We use loudspeakers to invite the Reds to come down off the hill and surrender, and reinforce the argument with mortars, bombs, and low-level strafing.
Probably pick up some Chinese language in that in a few minutes. We're going to broadcast right down the valley back.
Oh, fine.